you for denying a dope fire, dear.
Bon appetit!
It's homework time.
You can't imagine what it was like being married to Daniel.
He sounds like an absolute stallion.
Robin Williams. A man who'd do anything.
Back off!
Got a top in here.
To see his kids.
Oh!
Mrs. Doubtfire.
My first day as a woman. I'm getting hot flashes.
Welcome, people, to Throwback Tuesday, episode 64. I'm the phenomenal one, MoviesPostPodcast.com.
This is Z from TheFanCritic.com.
This is the new Throwback Tuesday or whatever, which he was all worried. He's like, oh, none of our movies are gonna win anymore. And look what happened.
Yeah, well, what else? What was the votes this week?
You know, I don't have it up, but something did come up funny that I can't remember what it was now. Oh man, let me see if I can pull it up. Go ahead, keep talking to you. Maybe I can find it.
Yes.
I glanced at it real quick when I saw it.
Mrs. Doubtfire won, surprisingly. I was kind of surprised on that. I was kind of surprised on that one.
Really?
A little bit. I didn't think...
Sequels?
What?
Does Robin Williams even do sequels?
Aladdin 2? Was there a second Aladdin?
Yeah, it was straight to DVD. I don't even know, the second one I think wasn't. Is what I'm saying. It's the third one I went straight to DVD. So, yeah, I guess so. And, yeah.
But yeah.
But star of that movie.
I'm still waiting for Good Will Hunting, too.
Still waiting for Jumanji, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was surprised there wasn't a sequel to that one.
Yeah, you know why? Because they made an animated cartoon show.
What?
Yeah, there was an animated cartoon show. You never saw that show?
No.
Oh, it's fucking horrible. I don't like Jumanji, so... The only thing I remember liking about Jumanji was the goddamn monkey. I mean, you pretty much stick a monkey in any piece of crap, and that monkey is just going to steal the spotlight from everything. I mean, let's be honest. Like, every bad movie we've ever seen had a monkey in it. That monkey's always the best thing about it, right?
Yeah.
Let's be real about that.
Robin Williams at The Night in the Museum and Happy Feet.
Well, basically, his star movies. Mrs. Doubtfire was his movie.
Oh, okay.
When he's a side character, yeah, of course, it's not popular sequel, but,
And the funny thing was, Mrs. Doubtfire started the trend, with Martin Lawrence and then Eddie Murphy going to women, the female. Murphy did his characters, like we saw in Coming in America and shit like that, but you had Mrs.
Actually,
Doubtfire.
I wanted to start the trend. There was people back in the 80s that did that, too.
Who started that? Like, who?
Shit, I don't know who fucking started it. I mean, you can even go back to even In Living Color. That started. That came out way before Mrs. Doubtfire. Jamie Foxx used to do it.
When did In Living Color? Was that in the 80s? Or 80s, early 90s?
That started in the 90s. That started right in 1990, if I'm not mistaken. It ended, if I'm not mistaken, when Mrs. Doubtfire came out. I'll look it up. I'll type.
But I remember, Murphy did his stuff, but this was... Ryan Williams made it famous. There you go.
Yeah, In Living Color. No, In Living Color.
White people don't watch In Living Color.
Yeah, they did. Bullshit. They watched it for Jim Carrey. Yeah, started in 1990, ended in 1994. Mrs. Doubtfire came out in 93, if I'm not mistaken, so...
Yeah,
Living Color. There was way more people started before Robin Williams. Robin Williams didn't make shit famous. Nobody can fuck about Mrs. Doubtfire.
You got the polling up?
No, because I was looking up In Living Color.
Oh.
I was looking up In Living Color to prove a point of Rob Williams not starting a goddamn thing. That's what he just saw what other better actors did, comedians did, just did what they did.
Well, he made it creepy, though. You ever seen the horde? You ever seen...
You know why he made it? It's because he really believed he was that woman.
Do you ever seen the trailer that they got made that was like the horror trailer for Mrs. Doubtfire?
No, I don't remember the trailer for this, actually.
Well, no, somebody made like a horror trailer of this, of the movie.
A horror movie trailer
for Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, I thought you said a horror trailer. I was about to say, so Mrs. Doubtfire is stripping now? Holy shit, I want to see that.
No, you don't. You know you don't. Shut up.
I don't know. Maybe I do. Maybe I do. I'm just throwing it out there. See, yeah, you don't know what I like.
You like that? Okay.
Hey. Put you in a wig and some drag. I might like that, too.
Well, you did see a little bit of him wearing the
girder belt?
Yeah, that and the boobs.
Oh, the boobs? Oh, and,
the bodysuit.
Nobody dresses up like a woman better than what that dude, what was the dude's name in Wild Wild West? And that was a woman.
What?
Yeah, that was a woman.
It's been a while since I've seen Wild Wild West.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Oh, okay. Somebody just typed in black.
I'm trying to think, does Wild Williams have a black movie?
And then someone just literally wrote Mrs. Doubtfire. I mean Robin Williams in drag.
That's a vote for.
So I'll tell you, they were going for Mrs. Doubtfire, but I'm not mistaken. Is what we took. But you know what had the most votes on all of them though?
What?
I'm looking at a total of 7. Mrs. Doubtfire. Okay, I'll just go down to Poland. So Hook brought in 6. Mrs. Doubtfire brought in 13, and Other brought in 12. And you know which had the most votes out of the films that were picked?
What?
You got Jumanji at 3, and then Cadillac Man that had 7.
Oh, wow.
I was like, damn, people actually thought about, wow. Oh, okay.
People seen that movie?
Yeah, I've seen it, but I was like, I didn't think out of all, you know, I didn't think people would go to that one as the Robin Williams film, you know?
I wouldn't even think about that one.
No. So I was shocked that 7 people picked it. So that movie's bad too, by the way. Okay, so
I don't even know how to fucking watch that movie.
Man, I haven't seen that movie probably since I was a fucking child. Probably since I saw this movie or whatever, because I know that came out in 1991 or 90 or something like that.
Well, I was like, because when Robin Williams died, all his movies became like an instant hit on fucking Netflix.
You know, I noticed that too. They were all over fucking Netflix. I was like, god damn, shit. And I don't know if Cadillac Man was on there, but I know Tim Robbins was also in Cadillac Man, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, critics was, if I don't know, they went so-so on this film, because I thought it was horrible, if you ask me. But I'm shocked that 7 people voted for that one, because all the movies you bring up of Robin Williams, that's the last one I hear about.
I don't think I've even seen it.
You probably have. You just don't.
Well, it's from the 90s. I don't know.
You probably seen it. Yeah, I mean, you told me yourself. You was a big Robin Williams fan growing up. You probably saw it. Just either you turned your channel and you thought it was boring, or you just didn't remember it.
I don't know. That's a weird movie.
Yeah, that's weird that 7 people voted for that, but yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, how about we get into Mrs. Doubtfire, man? How about a plot synopsis?
Mrs. Doubtfire, directed by Christopher Columbus, starring Robin Williams, Sally Field, Pierce Brosnan. Budget $25 million. That's pretty low.
I was saying, that's low as fuck.
Box office $441 million. It's pretty much a voice actor who gets divorced from his wife, loses his kids, and hatches a plan to dress like the nanny and this old lady.
Man, Chris Columbus has done a lot of shit. well, worked on a lot of shit. I don't think he's directed a lot. I think he's only directed a couple of movies. But this type of movie seems to be like up his franchise here, because didn't he do Home Alone and
he did the first two Harry Potters.
Yeah, he did. The crappy Harry Potter ones.
I agree with you. It was the crappy ones.
Yeah, they were all the crappy ones, because they stuck too close to the fucking book, so they were boring. He did that movie 9 months.
9 months.
You remember that movie, right?
That's a movie we need a sequel.
I remember that movie because it had that dinosaur that was like a Barney ripoff.
Yeah. That had the Danny DeVito in it, didn't it?
What happened?
Didn't that have the Danny DeVito in it, too?
If I'm not mistaken, Danny DeVito was in it. I can't remember the main actor that was in it, but I just Schwarzenegger. I haven't seen that movie in years, but I remember I liked that dinosaur part because he called him a faggot ass pussy or something like that.
He produced Fantastic Four. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Oh, he did Percy Jackson, too.
Yeah, and he also did that I Love You, Beth, because I fucking hate that. You know, I hate this guy. I just go ahead and say, the only one I know I like for a fact is the Home Alone.
I swear to God, I thought he died. I could be wrong on who it was, but I thought he died.
Who, Chris Columbus?
Yeah.
No, he looked like he's still kicking.
But I think I got confused with John.
Harry Potter?
I thought I got confused with John Hughes.
Oh, damn. Way off. Damn, what the hell did you think of? You gotta stop smoking, man. Stop smoking that crack rock.
He wrote I Love You, Beth Cooper, too.
Oh, he wrote it, too?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, this guy sucks. Damn. I think Mrs. Doubtfire and the Home Alone movie is probably his best films, to be honest. And that ain't to say the Home Alone movies are great, neither. Neither the Mrs. Doubtfire films, so damn.
I mean, Columbus is only, I think, take away everything he's done, I think it's Home Alone is what people are going to know him for.
You know he was a producer on Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer, too, right? I think we talked about that, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. I wonder why he dropped out after...
Oh, you know what? He's also worked on Jingle All the Way, too, with Schwarzenegger.
And Stepmom.
And he's worked that Night in the Museum movie, so him and Robin Williams are probably good friends.
Yeah, but I'm not going to discredit him for his, you know, shitty directors, because he did write Gremlins and Goonies. So...
That is true. Alright, I'll give him that.
He does get a pass. He doesn't get a pass for Beth Cooper, because that movie's just terrible.
That fucking movie is fucking terrible. I think, if I'm not mistaken, he was rumored to be working on the, because if they're making a Gremlins remake, he's the one working on it,
what?
Right?
I didn't even know they're making a Gremlins remake.
They were talking about it and shit like that.
Whatever.
I just looked at... Yeah, I looked it up right now. He's credited on IMDb right now. He's announced to be a writer on the Gremlins if they remake it.
Why? If Phoebe Cates in it, the movie's not worth it.
I don't know, because Gremlins didn't really do that well in box office, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, it's a hit. It's a classic, though.
It's a classic and a cult hit, but I don't know why they would pick that one, because it's not. Maybe they just see a chance to make money off of it. I don't know, but then again, it's like they didn't make money the first time. Make things gonna make money.
Knowing this movie, that they did a lot of the slapstick that you see all in the 80s, 90s comedy movies. The same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
So this movie didn't do anything.
It was one of those highlight films of the 90s that followed the slapstick comedy, because you just summed it up pretty perfectly right there. It was definitely slapstick comedy with a touch of love from the family here.
Yeah. A creepy version, though. I'm surprised. I'm very surprised when they found out it was him that he didn't get worse than what he got.
Get arrested? Banned from seeing his children, those kids?
Yeah, you would think. You would think that would have happened, because wasn't he going against the court's rule?
Yeah. You know why it would happen? It's because he's white. That's why.
Yeah.
And even Black, they had a shot in his ass.
They should make a sequel and make it a black person.
Yeah, it'd be Martin Lawrence.
Eddie Murphy.
They already made that movie. It's called Big Mama House.
But he was a cop, though, in the movie.
Yeah, and he was still banned. And then they made two more movies after that. But yeah, go ahead and finish your synopsis. I'll let you finish up.
That's pretty much it. He dresses like Mrs. Doubtfire to find, you know, be with his kids so he can see him all the time.
A British nanny.
Yeah. And then you get
the. I gotta tell you, man. Growing up, I did not like this movie.
I don't know what demographic it's supposed to hit.
I'm assuming it's for adults or families, right?
It's pure family movie.
Yeah, even though it's creepy.
Oh, it's very creepy. This is, like, a very creepy movie.
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, it definitely was something what it is. But it was definitely one of those things when I was brought up that it wasn't for me. Like I told you last week, I really wasn't a... I hear all these people coming out saying, oh, I grew up with Robin Williams in childhood or whatever. I've seen all of his movies when I was a child, and never once did I like any of them. His comedy was just something that wasn't a thing for me.
I like Toys. That's probably one of my favorite movies. But when he got... If you notice, like, he did do, like, the... All of his comedy is the same.
Yeah, they are.
But when he got did the serious roles, he was the shit.
He was really good. Yeah.
He was the absolute shit in the serious roles. Fucking Good Will Hunting, Patch Adams, What Dreams May Come, 1 Hour Photo, which is a very underrated movie.
Yeah.
After he did those serious ones, all these other, like, Night in Museum, Happy Feet, Old Dogs. God damn, movie is terrible.
Yeah, that fucking movie was fucking horrible, man.
But...
God, that movie goddamn since when I got made, man. Who the fuck would want to see that?
No one. That was just Travolta trying to, like, you know, be cool.
Trying to be like a family man, trying to still make the family movies.
Yeah.
Didn't work out, man.
No. But has he ever... He's got an Oscar, doesn't he?
Who, Robin Williams?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, he does. I just saw it, Good Will Hunting.
He got one for that. Okay. Mm.
Best supporting.
I didn't think he'd get one for that one, but okay.
He was good, though.
I didn't care for his character in that film, but okay.
Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah, I don't like him, though.
But Mrs. Doubtfire, it's the most typical comedy movie you can see. All the gags, all the stuff that's happening with him, mm-hmm. You can see it a mile away.
Yeah. When's the last time you saw this movie, by the way?
Oh, shit. I think I watched it on TV. I think I probably, you know, it was just on and I was like, whatever. Probably a couple years ago.
Yeah.
I'd say five at the max.
Watching it for this, did you find yourself enjoying it more or less?
I was neutral.
I didn't hear you.
Oh, it was neutral. Nothing changed.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was something ever.
Yeah, I mean, kids today will not freaking get this movie. I can. I'll stand by that one.
They'd be calling out Stranger Danger.
Because today, it's like. The comedy today, I think we discussed this a couple weeks ago. Comedy today is different from comedy from the 90s or 80s. This movie wouldn't work.
It didn't work.
Nowadays. If they release this movie now, it would not work.
Well, why do you think the Big Mama House movies don't work?
I think it's just people don't like Martin Lawrence.
Yet they still pay to see Bad Boy, so what does that tell you?
I do. It's just this movie, it's nothing original.
Damn. I didn't think you'd hate it this way. It sounded like you hate it.
I don't hate it. It's okay for what it is, but...
Yeah.
It's just so-so.
Yeah. Me rewatching it, I had the same vibrations you did, actually. It was neutral. There was a moment in time when it got to the middle where I was almost... You know, I did fast forward a little bit. I'm not going to lie. I fast forward a little bit. I was trying to rush through this thing. That movie went by a little bit longer than I thought it would, which I was shocked by because I was like, damn, it's a two-hour film? Why?
Family movie?
Slapstick comedy don't be 2 hours, first of all.
No, we can... it's like, this is like the Vince Vaughn. Every Vince Vaughn movie is like 2 hours now.
No, and when you do something like this, and Robin Williams, I'll give him the credit about that. He really does get into a character when he plays it. He really did get to that Mrs. Doubtfire role very well, but I don't know how to put this. I guess the only way to put it is I didn't give a fuck about him in this movie.
Well, what starts off the weirdest thing is that he gets fired. As a voice actor for a cartoon,
because
he didn't think about kids and smoking and stuff, and I don't think any realistic voice actor would, you know, give up their job for that. No, he quit. He didn't get fired. He quit.
He walked out. Yeah.
I don't think any voice actor would do that.
It's the same thing that Daddy Daycare did.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah, pretty much.
Which, like I said in that movie, I hate that. So, I think watching that daycare first, then watching this, especially after saying, I hate that, because like you said earlier, it's noticeable what's going to happen, because it's just following a pattern. There were times in the movie that I was ready to turn it off and say, you know what, can we just pick another movie, because I was running a lot, I was ready to throw in the fucking bucket.
But he throws a birthday party for his son, and it pisses off Sally Field, his wife, and she just asks for a divorce. I'm like, really? Just because of this?
I did not like Sally Field.
Oh, I didn't either.
I did not like Sally. She was a bitch.
I think that's... And they're... Wait, they made this... They're in San Francisco, right?
Yeah.
How much money does a voice actor make? And I don't know what her job was.
Voice actor makes a lot of fucking money, yeah. But damn sure. But then again, I don't know. It would depend also on what the property they were doing.
Yeah, okay.
So, it would depend two ways.
They're doing like Simpsons or Family Guy type voiceover.
Yeah, shit like that. I mean, obviously. But if you're doing something like, what's a crappy cartoon that ain't gonna get seen?
Planes.
No, they get paid for that. Plus, Planes was better than a lot of goddamn animated shit I've seen. So
I can't think of a cartoon that bombed.
I'm trying to think of something that ain't popular. Every fucking cartoon is popular, though. That's the thing.
You can see, you can throw an anime on that one.
That shit wouldn't be on air no more then. So.
Okay, that TV show Bob's Burgers. If you ever heard of it.
Oh, the one on Channel 11? For Fox?
Yeah, that show is terrible.
Is this still on?
I don't know. I hope it's not, because that show is terrible.
Okay. Oh, well, then, you know what, but then again, you know, they got a high predecessor that's backing it up with, because isn't Seth MacFarlane backing it up? Cause isn't he,
I think he is. I think
of all the animation, Fox?
I think he is. He does all that. He does all the shows on Fox.
Yeah, so even if they did, like that Cleveland show, which was sucked or whatever, even that, they still probably getting paid top dollar just because Seth MacFarlane was the one doing it, so...
Yeah, so because I was wondering, they make a lot of money, because where he lived when he got divorced, this run-down apartment that was in a crappy neighborhood.
Yeah. I don't even recall what Sally Field was doing his job.
I don't think it was ever said, I don't remember. It wasn't important, because...
She's a lawyer.
She did look like a lawyer.
Yeah, and plus she played the bitch very well, so she had to be a lawyer. Well, the kids, they were fucking annoying.
Especially the little one.
The little ones are always the fucking the most annoying one, whatever, because, man, you know what the disconnect of this movie is family, the family value thing has changed in the new millennium.
Yeah.
And the family value in this one is it felt so goddamn 90 that it was just like, you want to yell, it's like, this doesn't happen in real life, or this doesn't happen now. You want to keep yelling at the film for those that matters itself. Or, I mean, let's be real, this is a comedy film, and either did you laugh or did you not laugh? And I don't recall laughing.
All those kids, this movie is a straight Hallmark movie.
Straight on the WGN channel?
Yeah, WGN.
Yeah, I had to go all out, whatever. Cause it's just a little bit above CW, but then... Then again, when you take out Robin Williams, though, it looked like an episode of Dawson's Creek.
Yes. The kids are all wholesome and, like, they're good. Yeah, because that's the thing. It's like, there's no three perfect kids.
And then they had a little problem, and then Mrs. Doubtfire comes in and shows them, then he hangs out with them, and they were like, oh, see, he gets along with his kids, he knows how to help them and stuff like that. I mean, the movie's predictable, let's be real.
It is.
Yeah, a lot of comedies are predictable nowadays, but this one definitely. I know this one, if I'm not mistaken, this had to be, I don't want to say, but it had to be one of Robin Williams' biggest films.
Money, box office?
No, just recognizable.
As an actor, yeah. Yeah, I would say he's...
I'm pretty sure almost everyone saw Mrs. Doubtfire, right?
I would say so. I mean, it's a nice, heartwarming movie.
Are P1 and Z looking for that?
No.
No.
if you're not in a part of a family with, like, kids, or if you're a kid watching with your parents or whatever, this movie does not appeal to you.
And the comedy here is straight out of... this is some comedy, like we said, for Home Alone or Blank Check or some shit like that or whatever, and it doesn't resonate with you. That said Blank Check.
I just watched that a couple weeks ago.
What happened?
I just watched Blank Check a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. That comedy is so 90s too, man. It's like, goddamn. It takes you out of it. You just look at it like, it's not that funny. I mean... I can't really think of too many PG films that I thought that were comedies that were funny as fuck, so.
No. I mean, there's no swearing in this.
That doesn't say you have to swear in a movie to comedy to be funny, but then again, I can't remember the last comedy that I laughed at that didn't have swearing in it, to be honest, can you?
No. No.
I mean, what was Coming to America?
What was it? I want to say that had to be R.
Yeah, they were talking about royal penis and shit like this, so that had to be rated R. Friday, obviously, that's definitely a rated R.
Friday could be a rated G movie.
You know, you're probably right, yeah. I think that could be rated G. I think the kids could go out and see Friday. Even if we want to count last year, This Is the End, that was definitely a rated R film. The 2022-21 Jump Street franchise, that's definitely rated R.
Yeah, when was the last PG comedy?
I'm trying to remember. I mean, even, World's End, that was rated R as well. That's a cool search. Yeah, that's definitely. Because even the movies that came out this year, Neighbors, that was rated R.
Pineapple Express, Tropic Thunder.
See, I didn't laugh hard at Pineapple Express.
That's like something about Mary with an R.
Yeah, that had to have been rated R. They would make cum jokes and all kinds of shit.
American Pie was obviously an R.
Yeah, obviously.
I don't know. I do not remember the last PG comedy. And it wasn't this year, because there's the comedy this year has been shit.
You know what? There hasn't. Well, you know what? Well, I did my best and worst of the summer list or whatever, and Yeah, more comedy based. I mean, because we had Tammy, Think Like a Man 2, A Million Diet Ways to Die in the West. So, you know, and those are all rated R as well.
Right Along R.
Yeah.
That was... Ice Cube's never gonna... Well, he did. I was gonna say, are we there yet?
That was... I'm talking about straight comedy, too. Not action comedy, nothing like that. Because Mrs. Doubtfire is a straight comedy film, so...
What about, like, Waterboy?
That had to be rated R, hadn't it?
I don't... They didn't go too far.
Yeah, back then, though, that was kind of the limit, though. Nowadays, that ain't...
That was PG-13.
Really too far, but that back then, I'm assuming that was, right?
That was PG-13. I don't know, and what was the last, like...
The Muppets, I guess?
What movie?
The Muppets?
Yeah. Well, that's G, isn't it?
I think it is, actually.
But, and what was the last, like, family movie, like Mrs. Doubtfire?
No, Muppets Most Wanted was PG.
Okay.
I was trying to stick away from the animation and stuff like that, but Muppets actually had live-action people and stuff, and it was just puppets and shit, so, I mean, I guess that's the last PG movie that I got. I can't think of any that's not animated as live-action PG. I don't think live-action PG comedies work, to be honest.
No, I don't think it does. But what was the last family movie like
you
this?
You want to go see it?
No. No.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. Last family movie was live action, not animated.
Yeah.
Shit.
90. There's a ton in the 90s. 90s.
Oh, 22 Jump Street. Yeah.
Yeah, was it?
22 Jump Street, that was a family movie, right?
I haven't seen it.
Sure?
No, I don't think so.
I think it was, man. Are you sure about that?
Was God's Not Dead?
No, that definitely wasn't a family movie. Sabotage with Schwarzenegger? That was a family movie, right?
No, I think you're confused with Grudge Match.
Oh, The Raid 2? That was a family movie, right?
I think Transformers 4 was.
300 Rise of an Empire? That was a family movie, right?
Mr. Peabody and Sherman? Noah.
I got one for you. Last family film. Definitely family film. I'll even throw it. It came out this May, too. Blended with Adam Sandler. Drew Barrymore.
But nobody saw that movie.
Made money.
I think it's on DVD already.
Yeah, it is on DVD.
Right. And that's terrible.
Came out last week, what I'm saying.
That's terrible when a movie
comes out this week.
When a movie's released in May and it's on DVD in August. That's pretty bad.
Well, that's not bad because this movie didn't have any fucking special effects and shit, so.
Spider-Man just came out, so.
I mean. Yeah, Spider-Man just came out. Yeah, there you go. That's even better. I mean, Blended ain't had no fucking special effects or nothing. Like, it wasn't a big budget on that film, so it shouldn't take that long to make that damn movie transition to fucking Blu-ray.
Guardians, that's a family movie.
It's also a porno movie. Anyway.
It is. But, and then you got,
what did
like...
What is your acting?
The main acting is Robin Williams.
Yeah, everybody else not acting at all.
Sally Field was her typical self, those kids. I really wanted to punch Matthew Lawrence. I really did.
And I like Sally Field, too, nowadays.
I do. I like Sally Field, too. It's just that she was a complete bitch.
What was the last thing we saw Sally Field in, too? Godzilla, wasn't it?
No. She was in Godzilla. Spider-Man.
I gotta think so. Sorry.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's right. Amazing Spider-Man 2. That's right.
Yeah.
I was gonna say Lincoln, but
no. I forgot she was in Spider-Man until I looked it up. I'm like, oh, she was Aunt May. But those kids were annoying. Robin Williams, I mean, seeing him dressed up.
You know what? I take that back. I hate her. Yeah.
Seeing Robin Williams dressed up in the Doubtfire costume, yeah. It actually makes it believable.
He didn't look like an ugly man, is what you're saying?
Well, what if there was someone that really looked like that and they tried to sue for copyright?
Yeah, Probably did. You never know. Shit.
But he did look like an old lady.
An old British lady?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I will give her that. I will give you that. I think Robin Williams, his transformation was actually pretty damn good to me. That's probably the only credit I can actually give the film, because everything else I didn't give a shit about. It was, like I said, the movie was virginal, fucking personally. But I think Robin Williams' transition to this character was pretty damn well, and I do agree with you. He didn't make an ugly woman.
Yeah.
Does Robin Williams age? He always looked the same, too, by the way.
I don't think so.
Yeah. I mean, pretty much, they could have just put this old lady in Robin Williams, anything, whatever, and I would have been like, yeah, that's pretty much the same thing.
And
he did look like a British nanny, and I want to say he took, like, what was that, I'm trying to remember her name now, what's the chick that was the maid, they just made a movie about her, I forgot her fucking name now, Saving Mr. Banks, what's her name?
Mary Poppins?
Mary Poppins, yeah. Well, I want to call her Mrs. for some reason. Mrs. Poppins. I'm like, that's not her fucking name. Mary Poppins. It was like a cross between Mary Poppins and Robin Williams, this character I guess he was trying to create.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you can see that. I can see that.
I know Robin Williams said he built, well, back then, he said, I don't know about now, he said he used to build his comedy. Most of his movies had a premise to certain something else in the past of a previous film. And I guess this one he was taking definitely from Mary Poppins' tale.
Yeah, I could definitely see that.
With his own flair of comedy. But, like I said, I mean, it's a comedy film that you're going to laugh or not. And my whole thing is, Robin Williams, to me, his comedy just doesn't work for me. I never once found the guy hilarious. I saw a stand-up of his. I didn't really laugh that much, but I usually more tune the stand-up than I am. Whatever. So maybe if I saw more of his stand-up then I'd probably like that. But as far as his comedy and films, I don't know. I'm just not a fan of it. PG comedy for me just isn't a thing. And it always feels like, and it's not to knock PG comedy down. It's just because it feels like it's made for children.
It is, because PG-13, I mean, you're above a PG, but less than an R. But when it's PG-13, they make it more kid-friendly.
That is true, yeah. And I think one reason why I disconnect from that is because that comedian feels like he has to hold back just to keep it in the family value scene.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about Eddie Murphy a couple weeks ago. He went straight to PG bullshit. And we both know that he could be as raunchy as ever.
Yeah, that motherfucker, man, he's raunchy as hell, yeah.
If he doesn't hold back, he's kind of funny. But when he holds back, he's limited to what he can do, and then it's just slapstick fucking comedy, and that's what Mrs. Doubtfire has, is slapstick comedy.
Mm-hmm. Which, to me, I'm not that big of a fan of slapstick comedy, to be honest.
No.
I mean, I'll even throw something that last year, actually, you know what, you want to talk about PG movies, 2 years ago, 2012, the Three Stooges movie.
Oh, God.
Oh. I didn't like that movie at all. I hated that movie.
I think everybody hated that movie.
Late, who liked it?
Whatever.
But then again, that goes back to saying that nowadays, if I was watching Three Stooges, I know for a goddamn fact, I'm talking about the original, I would not like them. Growing up as a child, yeah, I liked it probably because it was just people, grown-ass men hurting themselves, so...
Yeah, and the comedy in here, did it seem forced to you?
Did it seem what?
Forced.
Oh, yeah, I like I said, it always feels forced. I mean, but then again, Robin Williams' comedy, it's always the same. It always feels like it runs in that same train, that vein of thinking and logic here, or whatever. And it just felt like, it didn't feel like I was going back watching a Robin Williams movie. It could have felt like I was watching a movie that came out this year by Robin Williams.
Yeah.
I don't think his comedy has ever adapted or evolved. It's always stated that he has the Eddie Murphy syndrome. I don't think it's ever adapted or evolved, or it just stayed in the same tone. And it's just like, yeah, I wasn't a fan of it back then. I'm damn sure not a fan of it now. So, like you said, I was feeling neutral of the film when I saw it, and I was just like, kind of rushing to get through it. I mean, at least fucking Daddy Daycare was shorter than this. I mean, shit.
Oh, they did. Let's see. You had a montage.
Oh, gee, you had three. They wanted three montages?
Well, I know two.
Yeah.
And then it's just they kept. They didn't add nothing to the story. Like the stuff when the stuff. Well, then they throw in Pierce Brosnan's character, just to make the movie longer.
They threw him in there just to have a bad guy in it.
But he wasn't a bad guy.
Yeah, well, from our point of view, he's supposed to be the bad guy because he's in Robin Williams' way.
Yeah. Well, so, yeah, he wasn't. I mean, he wasn't going to move the kids. He wasn't going to.
Such a plot device.
Yeah, I mean, realistically, he was the bad guy, but but he wasn't. He wasn't going to send the kids to, you know, a boarding school, and he's never going to see them again. They're not going to move to another state. That's nothing. Yeah. That's how they made him bad guy. It's pointless.
I think that would have been cool. I think that's selfish of Robin Williams, actually, but not one that.
Yeah.
So Robin Williams is the bad guy.
Yeah, for not having his wife be happy anymore.
And two, for dressing up like a woman and watching his kids sleep. That's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
So, Z, what would you give this film then?
I say two stars.
You're rating it.
I say two stars.
Yeah.
Like I said, for a family movie, it's good. But if you don't, if like I said earlier, if you don't have a family, this movie's not going to appeal to you. No one's going to sit at home on a Saturday night and watch this movie.
So if you just walk out of Guardians of the Galaxy, you're saying put on Mrs. Doubtfire for a back-to-back feature?
If you have a family.
So if you just walked out of Guardians of the Galaxy and you loved it and can't wait for more action comedy films like that, whatever... Pop on Mrs. Doubtfire. That's what he's saying.
This will hold you over. This will hold you over to the next Avengers movie.
Yeah. this will hold you over so you get to see Guardians of the Galaxy on Blu-ray. Mrs. Doubtfire. Yeah, I'm going to go low stream it. I didn't hate the film, but it is one of those things that where it's just not for me. Robin Williams just...
It's one of those movies that you don't hate it, but you don't like it. It's just there.
The only positive I actually had to say about that was Robin Williams' transformation. I thought the makeup and stuff looked good on him.
Although, I don't even want to get started on his brother, how annoying he was.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
That raspy voice.
He was annoying.
That raspy voice. Oh, I thought it was annoying.
Every character was annoying. I mean, every character. Let's be real.
But I didn't mind Pierce Brosnan.
Well, it's because Pierce Brosnan comes in all smooth and shit like that, but his point in the movie was useless and wasteless, too.
Yeah, I mean, he took a lime to the back of the head.
Wasn't that so funny, Z?
Oh, that was hilarious.
I remember you text me, ha 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 ha. I was just like, oh, you saw that scene too? Dude, seriously, greatest scene ever. Hashtag greatest scene ever.
And one scene that I cannot, this is probably the scene I hate the most, is at the restaurant scene where he's got his business meeting.
Oh, yeah.
And then
switching back between suits?
Yeah.
That's another cliche of these kind of movies, too.
Oh, yeah. I think Big Mama's House did that.
You know, he could have easily just said, no, I can't join you guys for dinner. I have another family to take care of at this time.
Yeah, or he could have done something to get out of the family thing. Because I remember he tried to get out of the business, but he couldn't. And then he leaves.
But why would you try to get out of the business thing? Fuck that. I mean, you need that to...
And then every time...
You've been seeing him every day for the past couple of months in this scene or whatever and shit like that. So why you can't cancel a fucking dinner date or they can't push that back to another fucking day? I mean...
And then every time he went back to the business, he's gotten an earring or a lipstick or some type of makeup on. You know, it was this was that was a forced that was forced humor. That's what kind of this movie was, a forced humor.
Well, that scene especially was down there forced humor or whatever. And the more you keep talking about it, the more that rating is about to drop to a fuck it, so.
Okay.
Oh man, yeah, that scene is definitely up there. But let's get some questions now. Back from Max Payne, man, bringing the pain. Benjamin, he says, I hate this piece of garbage. It is indeed one of the worst films of all time. But damn, what is your most hated adaptation of a film from something you love? Comic books, video games, etc., etc.
Oh, I gotta think.
That's a pretty good damn question.
From something that I love.
As it be from a comic book, video game, etc. I mean, the game that I love that got turned into a movie.
Or a comic book, or a...
I don't really necessarily know if you can use comic book, because the movies that were made are based off the character of comic book, but not the stories of those, like those certain books or something like that. I mean, they may take a piece of the element of it, but they don't copy the exact book itself or whatever, so.
That's a good question.
I could easily say Batman and Robin, but Batman and Robin didn't follow anything from a comic book. That was its own fucking thing. I don't know.
That was its own piece of shit.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, even the Avengers, as good as it was, I didn't really follow anything from the books or anything like that.
I'd probably go by video game then. You could probably see everyone. I still think Silent Hill is probably the best video game movie.
No, Mortal Kombat was, man.
No, it wasn't.
It just consists of two people beating the shit out of each other.
You know what? I'm going to say Street Fighter. I actually loved that game as a kid.
Yeah.
And that movie was terrible.
I laughed at that movie a lot, so I don't know. I got some kind of enjoyment out of it. That movie was so bad. You know what? Okay, I will give you that. I love playing the fuck out of Street Fighter, but I like Legend of Chun Li.
And they, I don't know why. I don't know why they always made Guile or Chun Li like the main character. I think people more played Blanka than anything.
Yeah, it's like, nobody never played with Guile. Who the fuck played with Guile?
And how do you make Guile fucking, Van Damme? He's not even American. That is bad casting right there.
No, but you want to go into stuff? Or okay, we can go, that's your pick, but mine was Legend of Chun-Li. They made M. Bison a fucking blonde-haired, blue-eyed businessman, and he's a fucking foreigner, so, like, they did the opposite effect.
He's Russian, isn't he?
Yeah, and they made him some, what was he, some American businessman or whatever the fuck he was.
It was Neil McConaughey.
He was just a businessman, though. Like, they fuck, I carried this briefcase over. That movie was fucking horrible, man.
So they pretty much took the shit from Street Fighter and just, you know, combined it with more shit?
Yeah, more shit. But shit that ain't made any damn sense. It's like, man, if they would have took that title Street Fighter off of it, you would have never thought that was a Street Fighter movie.
Yeah.
So yeah, I will go with that one.
But I know a lot of people would probably say Avatar or The Last Airbender.
Oh yeah, everybody would fucking say that. But I never watched Avatar.
I haven't either, but if I was a fan of it, I would be so pissed off.
Yeah, because I never even watched it, but I can tell just from watching that movie that they didn't capture a goddamn thing about what that franchise is. So yeah.
I would say video games are probably the most. I would say the video games are probably the most nitpicked because it's all been shit.
Yeah.
But Silent Hill is probably still the best video game movie.
Mortal Kombat, man.
Well, it's the closest one to the original.
Mortal Kombat, though, man. Come on, you didn't like that? Get over here! You didn't like that?
The original is cool. It's probably second best, but Silent Hill is probably the closest to the game.
But you don't remember Scorpion and Sub-Zero fight? You don't know?
Barely. I mean, Mortal Kombat Legacy is the shit. But that's never going to be a movie, a full-blown movie.
You remember when Liu Kang fought at the end of the movie? You don't remember Raiden? His hat? Remember that hat? You like that hat, didn't you?
Are we going to talk about Annihilation?
Annihilation never happened. What are you talking about? No, just one Mortal Kombat. There was never an Annihilation film. What are you talking about? If anything, I'm about to say any movie, a video game movie got it right. It was probably Need for Speed because all he did was drive in that movie.
So we're not going to have a Driver movie. Remember the game Driver?
Yeah, I remember the Driver movie.
So we're never...
Transporter.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, it's Transporter. But so I'm kind of really eerie or weary on a fucking Assassin's Creed game or a movie.
I told you, man, all I gotta do is just keep it, like I said, don't add any of that futuristic shit or the Adam and Eve, don't even put all that in there, that's gonna fucking complicate things like a motherfucker. We got something coming out this year that's turned into a TV show, which is off a video game, the Halo TV show.
It comes out this year?
I think it comes out next month. If I'm not mistaken, I don't know if it's September or November, I can't remember.
Huh.
And I know they released a trailer of it at E3 this year, and it looked decent. It looked like a prequel or whatever. I didn't see any Master Chiefs in it, so I didn't really care for it, but obviously I'm gonna watch it just because it could be one of them.
Is this gonna be like a sequel to that Forward to Dawn
video game adaptation?
Is it going to be like a sequel to Forward to
Dawn? No, it has no tie-in. No tie-in in that. No. It's own thing, whatever. Characters are own thing and everything. I think it's just... It looked like... if I'm not mistaken, really Scott is the one directing the... Yeah, I don't know if he's directing the whole thing or the first two episodes.
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah, that's probably my biggest worry about it. It looks like a better version of Prometheus from that trailer I saw. I was like, wow, this looks even prettier than Prometheus.
I can make something better than Prometheus.
I make something better for me. It's in the toilet.
Yeah. But you said about with Assassin's Creed, I mean, that comes out, what, next year?
I'm not sure, actually, when that comes out. I don't think it comes out. I think it's 2016 when it comes out.
Because I love... Assassin's Creed's a fun fucking game. It really is.
It's very cinematography-wise, it's like up there in like one of the best visual-looking games.
I mean, you gotta have him, Desmond, sitting in there with the, you know, his ancestors. You gotta do that, because that's a big part of the game. And then him going...
I don't even think they have to do that, though.
You don't think so?
They have to do that. No, that would ruin that movie. That would make things complicated, then. That's not a must, because as you see in the new games, Desmond's not even around anymore, so...
So
concept's been thrown out the movie. What was that?
It's who knows what they're gonna have. I know Fassbender's playing the main character.
I'm hearing that rumor got thrown out too as well, so I'm not sure. That's why that movie. I don't even know if that movie's getting made. I mean, there's still green light to go, but they have not made any announcements or worked on it or anything like that. So that release date might be pushed back from 2016 to 2018 or something like that. For all we know, but as far as I'm saying. I say you just set it in whatever timepiece you want to set it on, whether you're doing Altair or Ezio, and put it in one of their time periods and just pick it up from there and just say, hey, we've got this guy, he trained to become an assassin, he took out a Templar. Keep it as simple as that, and I think that movie would be just fine, just based on the looks and story. Well, not even the story would be simple, but the story bit, because Assassin's Creed, the longer that game series goes on, the more that story gets convoluted and fucking confusing, so...
I know, they just...
Throwing Desmond characters like that Adam of Eve and Adam of Apple shit and stuff like that, futuristic technology they use, that shit will get so misguided somewhere. Somebody's gonna fuck that up somehow.
They just, Black Pearl...
Stay away from all that shit.
The Black Flag one got released November, right? This past November?
Last year, yeah.
And what's the next one they're working on?
They're working on two. Right now.
Because I would Unity. Love to see a Civil War or World War II one.
Yeah, I don't want to see that because we did an American one and Assassin's Creed 3 and that shit was boring. I'm sorry, American time frame shit's boring. I get enough World War II with Call of Duty and Battlefield and shit like that, so their time frames are boring. You need something that has more cinematography-wise buildings and construction and shit like that. And that's why, I think that's one of the main reasons why 3 sucks so fucking bad, because those buildings were memorable and nothing like that. You hopping from trees and shit like that, so... I'm excited for the next Assassin's Creed game, especially seeing the time period in there, and I know it's Unity and another one. I can't remember. There's another one they're working on as well. It's Unity and another one that where you become an assassin that went rogue.
Oh, that's cool.
So like you've got to hunt down assassins because apparently they're out of these own masters. So that one should be cool as well. So the teaser is pretty badass of it as well. But yeah. Next question I'm going with though is from Steve. Man, he says, "Love the idea, TPO. I think that's an awesome way of keeping us bastards invested in the Poland votes. Also makes it that much more interesting since you guys won't even know what you'll be reviewing. Have you guys thought of a month being dedicated to a certain theme or genre of film?"
Well, we do that in October.
Yeah, and we do that with the Halloween.
Black History Month.
I was about to say Black History Month. Maybe next year we'll do Romantic Comedy Month instead of Black History in February. We do that. We would do Thanksgiving, but we don't know too many Thanksgiving movies, so...
We could do Christmas, but we do the last show for Christmas. We usually do the big polling.
Mm-hmm. So, the 4th of July holiday movies.
Born on the 4th of July. Easter. Nothing.
Independence Day. We did do that, right?
Yeah.
that was last year, though, right?
The first 5 seconds of the show, you said this movie sucks.
Yeah, this movie sucks. I hate this movie. Because I hate this movie. You know why? Because Z wanted to fucking review that movie fresh off of me coming to see After Earth.
Yeah. I'm like, you know what? We're releasing the show, unfortunately. Let's do Independence Day.
Hated that movie, and then I got to watch Independence Day, where I was like, I hate you, Will Smith. I hate you with all my guts and soul. I hate you.
All your guts and soul.
All my guts, all my little black darkness guts and souls, yes. Hey, man, I got a last question for you. It comes from Aiden. He says, what are the top 3 worst video game films for you guys? To give you a hint, Mario Brothers is on my list.
Mario Brothers had nothing to do with the game at all.
I think, man, why would you make a fucking movie out of that game anyway, though?
I think the only thing they got right was the plumbers.
Damn. My thing is, that game don't equal no fuck. I never once played that game and said, this will make a great movie, you know that?
But you know what would make a great movie? Zelda.
No. I don't see that shit.
You don't think that would make a good game?
No, I don't like fantasy, remember? Mm.
What about Mega Man?
They made that. It's called RoboCop. And that one, I think, had a lot more graphics and graphic violence than Mega Man probably would ever have.
Probably. Top 3 worst.
You know what would have made a great movie? Max fucking Payne. Because it's a fucking simple story.
Yeah. Fucking Pong would make a better movie than fucking Max Payne.
Man, Max Payne, what the fuck was they thinking with that movie, man? Top 3 worst video games, though? Man, that last Silent Hill movie was fucking horrible, but...
I've never seen it.
Don't see it, man. There you go. Man, that one was fucking... That one actually put me... I remember I fell asleep halfway through. I was like, Jesus Christ. I never once fell asleep playing the game, shit. Like I said, Need for Speed, that movie's about driving. That's all they did in the fucking movie. So I don't even know if I can hate that film. That's what it's supposed to do, right?
Yeah.
Aaron Paul is great in it. Everybody else is fucking horrible. Oh, except for Imogen Poots. I actually like that actress.
I do too. I actually like her too.
She's actually, she's fun. She brings some excitement to movies and stuff like that. I was like, she's not a... she's someone you can get if you don't have a big budget film and you need a female actress in there. I think she's like perfect for that kind of realm, shit like that. Mario Brothers definitely is up there. I don't know where I'd put that. Probably be my number three.
I'm gonna say House of the Dead.
Oh Jesus Christ!
You made a first-person shooting game like a zombie movie, like a zombie or like a fucking weird witchcraft movie.
What the fuck would it be hard to do a fucking zombie movie based on a video game? How would that be a bad movie? I don't get that.
I can't believe they made a DOA movie.
You know what my number two would be?
What?
Blood Rain by Uwe Boll.
Well, there's two movies from him. Blood Rain and House of the Dead.
Shit, he might be getting a sequel, too, to one of them.
But I'm surprised they made a DOA movie.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. A volleyball movie, and they made it into a fucking... A volleyball game, they made it into a fucking feature-length movie.
So, do you got a top three list?
I'm going to go Street Fighters number one.
Mm-hmm.
Super Mario's number two. I can't say Tomb Raider. It wasn't that bad.
Max, I don't even remember it, to be honest. That's why. I got my list. All right, I'm going to go with this one. Street Fighter Legend of Chun-Li, Blood Rain by Uwe Boll, and Max Payne. I don't know what order that would be in, but I hate all three of those fucking movies, and I think the games are 20 times better than the fuck out. Max Payne, it's not a memorable game for me because I don't remember it, but it's not something I say I would never go back to. I probably would, actually, if I put it in. I do remember that I didn't hate the game. I do like the game, but the fucking movie was just, it was fucking god-awful. Street Fighter Legend of Chun-Li, like I said, take the name Street Fighter off of it, you wouldn't even know that's a fucking Street Fighter movie at all. You wouldn't even know that's a Street Fighter adaptation at all. You'd be like, what the fuck is this shit? And it's the most boring thing. And then the end on that ending, it did like a Batman Begins where he flashed a Joker card. It did a Batman game where it showed the Ryu poster and said Legend. I'm just like, don't nobody want to see that shit?
And isn't that one have like four characters in it from the game?
Yeah, really. I wouldn't even call them the characters. They're not even characters I've ever fucking seen. That is not Bison. I don't give a shit what that is. And Blood Rain, man, that's just a horrible fucking movie altogether. I don't remember the game that much. I remember it was an action hack and slash video game and shit. I don't remember playing it as much as I did. I probably played it a couple times to put it down. But that movie was fucking awful.
I don't remember the game either.
That's my three, though.
Street Fighter. I'll say House of the Dead.
Yeah.
And Double Dragon.
Oh shit! I did not think to hear that one from your mouth. I haven't heard Double Dragon. I don't know how long.
I was torn on Doom and Double Dragon, but
yeah.
Doom had that awesome POV sequence that I'm giving that movie a pass just because of that fucking sequence.
Yeah.
And plus,
Doom has moments. I don't give it that.
Doom has moments, and The Rock was the shit in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Shit,
how hard is it to make a video game movie? How hard is it?
Apparently it's really fucking hard, dude. Fucking really hard.
Can you guess the highest ranked on Rotten Tomatoes video game movie?
You know why it's so hard to do? It's because they look at the title as a property of making money instead of looking at the actual game.
Yeah. I think we talked about that a couple weeks ago. With Spider-Man, because it's like, you know, they'll release the shittiest Spider-Man movie, and they're like, oh, we know it's going to make $1 billion.
Yeah, it's going to make money, because look at the name that's attached to it. This is history. This is money right here. I mean, come on. Obviously, it's going to make money. It can't not make money. It has to make money. So, I mean, yeah, we see, like you said, we've seen that. I mean, that's nothing. So, then to answer your question, no, I can't really think of the highest video game, to be honest. But what
Final Fantasy.
Wow, 44%.
That's the highest video game ranking on Rotten Tomatoes. It's 44%.
I believe it. Yeah, I believe.
But the highest
live action.
The highest box office is Prince of Persia. That movie was terrible. That game was terrible, though.
Yeah,
I'm not. I've seen the movie, but the game was terrible. I hated the game.
The game was hard as fuck too.
Yes, you don't make games that hard either.
Yeah, especially for kids, man. When I was a kid, I couldn't fucking pass that game for shit, dude. Man, that game was a bitch. But like you said, I was with you on that one. I didn't think the game was that good. So I wasn't really expecting much from the movie. As bad as the movie was, I didn't think it was terrible. I just didn't like it.
What video games are you like... Because I know you are a PS4 guy, or you played PS4, so you played Last of Us.
Yeah, I played Last of Us.
Which just got announced that there's a movie.
I'm actually an Xbox guy, but yeah.
Well, I know you're an Xbox guy, but you played Last of Us. And I think you told me that game's the shit, too.
Yeah, it's good. I think it was On the Darkness, I was saying, because somebody was saying, they asked us that same question, do you think it'd be a good movie? And I'm like, it really was a movie, because my girlfriend wanted to watch a zombie thing, and she's like, we've seen everything that was zombie, so, and I said, well, have you ever played The Last of Us? And she said, no, and I was like, well, you know what, here's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to play the game, because there's not really much to it, so I found it on YouTube. It was a three or four hour cutscene shit or whatever.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Yeah, and we watched it all the way through, and she was like, this is really good. And I said, now you notice how all this is some cutscenes and stuff like that? I said, there's not really much to the gameplay. The gameplay really doesn't add anything to it. I mean, because it's really, it kind of gets repetitive in gameplay, if you're not mistaken, whatever. The story, to me, is good, but I've seen that done in other zombie genres and shit like that. Mm-hmm. So, I think it would make a better movie because, you know, once again, we do like zombie apocalypse movies and stuff like that. And obviously, they are kind of easy to make because there's like multiple blueprints of how to do it right.
Yeah.
But I think that game would look better on a big screen than it does in the game, because I'm not gonna lie, if you get the Last of Us remake version or whatever for the PS4, it is probably a good 20 minutes before you touch anything on the controller.
And you're so invested into it, it works?
I don't even know if it's that, because for me personally, if it's 20 minutes and all I'm doing is just pressing a button to continue to talk to someone or just moving around to hit a switch or some shit like that, I'm fucking bored, man. And this game might get thrown in the trash can. I'm sorry to say that, but that last... Because I was watching the Last of Us, and I was like, man, I haven't played this game. When I did replay it, I was just like, take a long time to get to where you gotta get to, because you gotta do a lot of simple shit that takes a long ass time, to be honest. And that gameplay isn't, I don't think it jumps right. It really was made for storytelling.
Mm-hmm. Is Uncharted the same thing?
That, but the storytelling it tells, you've seen that storytelling told before, and like, we see it on TV right now with The Walking Dead.
Is Uncharted the same thing?
What was that?
Uncharted, is that the same thing?
Uncharted, no, it's not the same as Last of Us. I know I'm looking forward to the new Uncharted that's coming out, but I don't know. I know new creators are working on that and stuff like that, so I don't know how that's going to go, but yeah. Well, I got some stuff. Well, people, I got to get out of here. I think I've hit my time limit of today. Plus, it's that time that Z knows what I do after every time we record.
Yep.
So, people, that's Throwback Tuesday, episode 64. I'm the phenomenal one, MovieSportsPodcast.com.
This is Z from the FanCritic.com.
And we will catch you people next week on another edition of Throwback Tuesday. Later, bastards.
See ya.